Well, you've tuned in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and you, the show. Team is in place. Vanessa, Michael, and Rich are on each of their posts, if you will. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. And as the show opens, says Debbie, what people are talking about. Well, you know what everybody should be talking about when they happen are miracles. And
Absolutely.
Yet the world kind of just ignores them or lets them pass by. But we're asking our Take Two family today if they've experienced any kind of a miracle in their life.
That's right. That's why we titled the show, It's a Miracle. So if you had a miracle, a small miracle, a big miracle, maybe a miracle you're praying for, it. We brought the prayer book out, or you would just like to talk about miracles in general. Like, how do you feel about them? Let's talk about it. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. This is a fabulous show to discuss miracles, and it'll bring a lot of hope, a lot of encouragement to others. So please dial in at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And like Jerry said, Vanessa's on the phones. She's ready to answer your call. We're talking about It's a Miracle. What is a miracle? Do you know what a miracle is? Are you praying for a miracle? Did you receive a miracle? You get the picture. Just call in and let's have a fantastic discussion on this glorious Monday to start the week off with shows.
833-288-EWTN. That is the number. One easy way to remember it with the EWTN name there. Another way is 833-288-3986. And these miracle conversations are always very lively, very busy. So we encourage you, if you have even a sense, even an inkling of there's something you'd like to share as far as a miracle that might have happened in your life, get on one of those open phone lines there. As Debbie and I set up the program, you'll have a few minutes to gather your thoughts. But I just really encourage you to get on the line now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
This is totally unrelated to what we're talking about today, but it just happened this morning, and I just think it's just so beautiful. You know, Jerry, you're in the seminary in formation for the priesthood, and I love the way our priests are always remembered, even when they have passed from this world, right? I talk about my uncle, Father Sylvester Lavolsi, a lot because he was just an amazing priest, and he died in 2008. And somebody sent me an article from a Catholic blogger that just did a whole article on him. That's 17 years later, you know, and I think that is so cool. And he talked about when he was a little kid and he used to hear my uncle's homilies and how he sounded, you know, so tough, but really he was a gentle giant. And it's so beautiful. And I'm thinking, wow, we have the priesthood. How amazing is that? You know, honestly, in various terms, that's an amazing miracle for all of us, right? To have our priests present the sacraments to us. I mean, it's just so beautiful. It's mysterious. It's mystical. There's so much depth to it, but it feels like a miracle every time you receive the sacraments. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree completely. I mean, there has been some debate over whether the consecration, the transformation of the bread and the wine that become the body and blood of Christ is a quote, miracle or not. I mean, if you want my thinking on it, I don't know what else it needs to qualify to be a miracle, but I'm not a deep theologian, so I'll just leave it to other minds to think about. But you are right, Debbie. It's like when a soul is immersed in its sins, maybe even on the path to hell. You know, like you said, a priest, through the power given to him by the Holy Spirit and by his ordination, he can literally reach down into hell and pull a soul out of that horrible place back into a life of grace with God, and be in right order in their relationship with God. So, yeah, the priesthood and the sacraments are definitely miraculous in a certain nature. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you love that? That must make you so excited because you're in formation for that exact vocation. And how amazing is that? There's so many ways, you guys, we can we we can talk about miracles. And we want to do it today the best way we know how. And you know how that is? That's the Take Two way. Okay, you guys just speak from your heart, talk about what a miracle is to you, if you've received a miracle, if you're praying for a miracle. Please just go big with God, because I just actually, my pastor, Father Dan, yesterday just talked about we don't go big enough with God. I wanted to yell out in the pews, yes, Father, amen, but I couldn't do that. But I felt so strongly about that, because Jerry, we say that all the time. You don't go big enough with God. So are you going big with God? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
All right. Several lines are occupied right now, but that is good news. But even better news is, if you've been thinking about calling in, maybe you've been sitting on your own miracle story for some time. We do this miracle show regularly on Take Two with Jerry mm-hmm. and Debbie. And maybe you've been wanting to call in, thinking about it, no, a little bit of hesitation. And then maybe the next time we do this show, you think, you know, maybe today is the day. Maybe today is that nudging of the Holy Spirit. And what's beautiful about you sharing every day on this show, we say it each and every day, what you share is going to impact other people. And there might be those who have had extraordinary experiences who are thinking to themselves, I wonder if that was a miracle. And, you know, maybe you sharing your story might help to enlighten them a little bit and bring them a little bit more clarity about what they experienced. So it's a family affair here, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. So what would you like to share about a miracle that you seem to have experienced in your life? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
You know, it's so interesting. It's so coincidental. I shouldn't say that. It's God. It's God planting, you know, all the little puzzle pieces. It's so beautiful how God works. I was just sharing about this article I received from a blogger, a Catholic blogger, about my uncle, my late uncle, who was a priest, and who is a priest. He's a priest forever. When he was born, Jerry, he was a forcep baby. Mm. And the priest, I'm sorry, the doctor, when my grandmother delivered, he threw the baby literally on the bed next to her and said, this baby's not going to make it. And I know my grandmother started praying at that moment. I know my grandmother consecrated him to the Blessed Mother, because he was super close to the Blessed Mother, and she was named Mary. And he went on to be a great priest. And they left him to die as a newborn. Isn't that interesting? That's a miracle. And then he went on to be a great priest. I mean, you see how miracles, you think back and there's been miracles in your life. There probably has been, folks. So let's share it with the world. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Fill up those last two open phone lines with your miracle when we come back.
There is no place Debbie and I would rather be than with you during this hour of the day, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern, and the an encore at midnight Eastern. And we are so grateful for the show team as well. Everyone at EWTN, it just takes a lot of people to put every single program together. So kudos, hats off, thanks to everyone who helps out. And thanks to you, the Take Two family. You are ready to participate. It's obvious by your phone calls here in this discussion of miracles. Once, what is it, Debbie? Is it quarterly or monthly? I think it's quarterly. We do the
quarterly.
Quarterly, we do the miracle show. Mm-hmm. So it gives you a chance 4 times a year. You know, if you have experienced something, maybe you're not sure if it was a miracle, but it was just incredible and hard to explain in any other way than supernaturally, call and share it. We can chat that out a little bit, and you can share with the world what you've experienced, the goodness of God showing his presence to you. So the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And speaking of miracles, one of the saints is going to be canonized September 7th. You know him well by from listening to this show. Blessed, soon to be Saint Carlo Acutis. And he had 7 lessons in holiness. And they teach us about Eucharistic devotion, evangelization, and the love of the saints. And you can get your free ebook by visiting ewtn.com/Carlo Acutis today. And that's C-A-R-L-O. And Acutis is A-C-U-T-I-S. So visit EWTN.com/Carlo Acutis today for your free ebook, 7 Lessons in Holiness.
We're talking all about miracles today. We'd love for you to join the conversation. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We'd love to hear from you. You're part of the family if you hear the sound of our voices. So here's the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please dial in. We're very friendly. Vanessa is so wonderful to talk to, and she definitely wants to take your call. So don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to do it. We want to hear from you. Jerry, let's go to the great state of Iowa and Iowa Catholic Radio. That's the way Ruth is listening. Hi, Ruth. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you again. Everybody, thank you for what you're doing because we all appreciate it, right? My question is, when it comes to praying for somebody that's, you know, well-known, holy in your community, and everybody has their certain saint that they might be asking for intercession to, and I, a common thing I'll hear is, well, you know what, it can't be called a miracle because we're all praying for different, you know, intercessions through a different saint, so they won't be able to figure that out. But it, so I thought, well, that's, I always find myself wondering what Debbie and Jerry would say to that, if you could expound on that a little bit.
Sure, sure. So you're talking about when everybody has a different saint that they go to, who do you credit? Who do you credit?
Well, if you're praying for a specific person.
Sure.
And through the intercession of, you know, like a blessed Sister Amelia is somebody important to me.
Right.
But then I find I'll get discouraged by when someone will say they would never be able to count it a miracle because everybody's praying to different saints and an intercessory saint. So I was just wondering if you could kind of address that.
Okay. Jerry, would you like to go first, or do you want to, because it sounds like you want to say something.
Well, I just, a couple quick thoughts. You know, one, the saints are always going to pray for what is in accord with God's will. So if we have, we could have a million saints praying for a particular intention, and they may have a slightly different angle on it, or their charism might be something we know them better for than, say, some of the other saints. But the one thing that we can be sure of all the time, Ruth, is the saints, when we call upon them for their intercession, they're not going to go before the Lord and pray for anything that is opposed to his will in any way. So they're just there to really advocate for us for those things that are in accordance with God's will. And so that was one thought that I had. But Debbie, it sounds like you had a couple of other things you
wanted to
share.
And so if you're talking about if you direct to a certain saint or like a blessed to get that documented miracle, Ruth, if that's what you're referring to, and I have to tell you, that's a fabulous question because it just makes me think of, we had shared about Trent Horn, his wife, Laura, was going through surgery because they got early stages of brain cancer, and they're praying to a blessed for a miracle and intercession. And so if you're asking the question, like, who do you attribute like the miracle to if everybody's praying to somebody else? Well, the way I understand it, and if there's any clergy out there want to weigh in on this, feel free to do it. If a person goes out there like Trent Horn and his wife from Catholic Answers, they went out there on social media and they announced the saint, the blessed that they are going for an intercession for Laura's case. They announced it, and they are attributing attention and intention to that particular blessed, right? So they'll do prayers, they'll do novenas, they'll ask others to do the same thing. And so they put it out there with that direct intention for that particular blessed. I think it was Blessed Aloysius. I cannot remember his name. I can look it up real quickly. But so in that case, if and when a miracle were to occur, they could feel, you know, they could feel pretty confident that particular saint, either fully canonized or on the road to canonization, was responsible for helping out. Now, everybody else is praying to everyone else. Here's the thing that I was taught by a wonderful priest when I was a director of religious education, and that is that they all work together. It's all in cooperation, and it has to do with the angels and the saints. And so everything is for God. That's it, Aloysius Schwartz, I believe. That's it. Thank you, our producer, Michael. Blessed Aloysius Schwartz. That's who the Horns are praying for the intercession of for Laura's case. Okay, so Ruth, God is a God of cooperation and a God, and it, like Jerry said, it's all about his will. So the miracle is ultimately attributed to God, okay? The saints and the angels all participated in the right way, and they did it beautifully. So it is a wonderful cooperation, participation, and a network that is happening on the other side of the veil that is helping us. So, and I struggled with it too, Ruth. There are times that I have prayed to Padre Pio for help, and somebody else says, oh, it was St. Therese that helped us. Well, guess what? In my opinion, I believe that it was St. Therese and Padre Pio working together to help in that situation. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's how I reconcile it in my brain. What do you say, Ruth?
Beautiful. Because I think I, like Padre Pio sits outside of the office where my husband works at the diocese. And anyway, you know, when it came to a daughter in a stressful labor and delivery, I asked for his intercession because I thought it was just feet away from a holy step, you know, a reminder of him. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And at that moment is when the baby was delivered, like blue, but then just pinked up. I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. that I contributed to the time. And there's so many different saints that we have such a connection,
yeah,
you know, with
yeah.
I, St. Adelia, which I think I've shared with you before.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie, right. That was my first true miracle for a daughter when I prayed for her healing.
Wow.
But three different people had shared with me about her the same week, and I thought, huh, there must be something to this. So anyway, praise we had God. That miracle.
But wow.
Yeah, I love the...
Well,
but they're all working together.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and that's the thing, is I think sometimes we as Catholics, we don't know where to place the angels, the saints, the Blessed Mother, everyone in our spiritual realm. They all are in cooperation. That's what our God, if you just look at the Trinity is all about relationship. And so our God works like that. And I love that. So there's no competition. There's no competition.
Right.
Everybody's on the same team. And I love that major, you know, heavenly support. And I think it's so beautiful. And Ruth, I love your spirituality. You just have a beautiful heart about you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for gifting us with education and learning and inspiration. So you guys have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too, Ruth. Thank you so much for calling in Iowa. Yeah, and you know, another thing that God does miracles for, among so many other things. I mean, there are different reactions to miracles, like when Jesus put the demons in the swine and they ran down the hill into the ocean. What happened then? The people wanted Jesus just to get out of town, you know, just mm-hmm. leave. Other times, people see the miracles and it says in the Bible, and they followed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these miracles can be such powerful proofs of who God is, and he wants to have a relationship with everybody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes God will raise his game a little bit. You know, his grace is maybe at work in somebody, Debbie, but then he'll say, oh, this person needs a little bit more than that, mm-hmm. and they'll give them that experience. So,
yeah. Beautiful. Well said, Jerry. We have an open phone line because Ruth just freed a line. If you'd like to talk about miracles today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Okay, Jenny is in Fargo, North Dakota, calling into the program to take two for the very first time, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Jenny. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you, Jenny?
You're on there. I'm having trouble hearing you through the phone line. I had the radio on speaker.
Okay. Did you turn the radio speaker down?
Actually, I'm on my cell phone, so when you come in, the speaker cuts off.
Okay. So if you can hear us all right, we'd just love to hear what you wanted to share about a miracle, Jenny. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I was just listening to what you were saying with the previous caller, and I feel the same, that the saints and angels and God, they all work together. And I've had numerous experiences, probably a dozen I could tell you about right now. But one that stands out very clearly is when we were looking for a house to move to our location now. It happened to be a high time for selling houses, but not many houses were available, and we couldn't find what we were looking for. And the next day, we were going to leave to go back where we came from, and I happened to look in a place different from where our realtor was referring. It was a home for sale by owner, and I let her know, and she came with us, and we came to look at the house, and we had five things that we prayed about. And before we looked for the home, a friend of ours had talked to us about the statue of St. Joseph, if you're selling or buying a house, that pray to St. Joseph, and when you sell the house, then take the statue with you. Anyway, I had a statue of St. Joseph, and I, long story short, we had five things that we wanted in the house that we bought. We wanted a location close to the hospital my husband went to. We wanted to be close enough to our kids that it was an easy commute. We wanted a walking distance where we could do everything in our area, in a very family-oriented neighborhood and close enough to a Catholic church. And we found all five, five of those characteristics in this place. And we did ultimately end up buying the house. And the other thing that we hoped for was a home that we could afford and not stretch beyond our limit.
Sure.
So that was all satisfied, and I thank God and St. Joseph for guiding me, and my angels have taken care of me many, many times in bad accidents and things like that. I believe in prayer very much, and if we don't pray, we don't get answers, or we don't open our eyes to the things around us. We have to be open to it, and we'll be amazed at how often things are happening.
Yeah. Isn't it so God? You know, you just don't get one thing. You get all the things you wanted. I just love that. I think it's so beautiful. It's going big with God, Jenny. What do you say, Jerry?
Well, I was going to say, you know, God is, here's the thing about God. What did we have? The reading on, at Mass this past weekend, you know, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And Jenny, this fits so beautifully here because, you know, Debbie mentioned this, being specific with God. He is all over our prayer intentions. We don't have, sometimes we think we just need to go to God and say, well, God, you know, whatever you can kind of sort of do for me, you know, I appreciate
it. Yeah. Please remember me.
Yeah, exactly. But Jenny, you and your husband had these specific things, and you laid them out before God, and you know it was up to him whether you got all of those things, but he looked upon your, I think, your trust and your surrender to him, and you're just being very, very childlike with him. You know, it's what a child would do with a parent, say, you know, mommy, daddy, you know, this is what I want, you know, can we get this? And God did that for you. It's beautiful.
I love it. Yeah. And then you honored Saint Joseph by having that beautiful statue. Way to go, Jenny. You are awesome. Will you call us again?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is like the month of first time callers. Have you noticed that? July has been nonstop first time callers. We got Mike coming up next. But you know, I just want to correct something I said. So the Horns, Trent Horn and his wife Laura from Catholic Answers, Laura's battling brain cancer. They're asking for venerable. I said blessed. I elevated him prematurely. Venerable Aloysius Schwartz. That's who they're asking for the intercession to move him closer to sainthood if this miracle would be provided. Okay, so Mike is first time caller, Jerry from Tennessee.
Yeah, hang on just a second. Oh, we're gonna get to
the music. Okay,
yeah,
Mike, hang on. I was about to say hello. Just hang on, Mike. Don't go anywhere. First time caller from Tennessee. You'll be first when we come back from the break. You're listening on Sirius XM 130, so stay right there. You got a good, clear connection. And Jerry, we're talking miracles today.
Yeah, Scott will be after Mike, another first-time caller. We've got Christine coming up, and Charlene, another first-time caller. So please, if you're on the line, stay with us. We're talking about miracles today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. By the way, while I have a quick second, I want to throw out a prayer intention for my sister-in-law, Anita.
Please.
Who lives near Debbie in Arizona. She had symptoms of a possible heart attack. She went into the hospital yesterday, had 99% blockage of the left arterial, I don't know what you call it, but it's the widowmaker, folks. So she has had a stent put in, and now there's still a little bit of continued bleeding there, so they're not really sure what's going on. But thanks be to God, they got her into the hospital and got this taken care of before something really tragic might have happened. So please keep Anita and her family, John, my brother, and all of them in your prayers, if you would be so kind.
We're talking talking all about miracles today, having a great discussion. As always, the Take Two family's coming in strong. Thanks, you guys. We do have some open phone lines for you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Mike, hang on just a little longer. Just got to do this big shout out and congratulations going out to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 10 years with us. KHRA 94.1 FM serves Anchorage, Alaska. Congratulations to Glenn, Brian, and their team at Holy Rosary Academy from your friends here at EWTN. Way to go, guys. Okay, Mike. First time caller from Tennessee, waiting so patiently. Welcome to Take Two.
Yes, hey, how are y'all?
We're doing great,
doing
Mike.
Well, Mike. How about you?
Well, how much, seriously, how much time do you have? Because I could share 100 miracles with you. My mother was Catholic. I grew up Catholic. She was from Edinburgh, Scotland. And we're just passing through Birmingham on the way to Gulf Shores. And I just happened to hear you on Sirius Radio and just tuned into the Catholic channel, which I never do. But I do a radio show back home. I'm also a state lawmaker. Radio show I do is Conversation Mike Sparks, not trying to plug my show. But I talk about coincidences, but just driving down here, I was thinking about my late mother, who is, like I say, from Edinburgh. But I passed legislation a few years ago making Amazing Grace the official state hymn. You know, it was written by a slave ship former slave ship captain, John Newton, who used William Wilberforce to free slaves of Great Britain. A lot of people don't know that. But when my mom was dying, she was 91. We were taking care of her at home. And I wanted her to pass in her, you know, in a home that she'd been in for 50-something years. So in her final days, I had another thing that kind of happened. I had a brother die, and I didn't tell her. And I knew it would break her heart. He had died about 6 months before she passed. And she put her hand up to her phone, and she was like she was talking. Well, put her hand up to her ear like she was talking. And my wife said, "Who are you talking to?" She said, "I'm talking to Philip." And Philip was the one who had passed. Mm-hmm. And another thing that was peculiar that happened to her, I went to she was in nursing home for about a year, and I went to nursing home to see her. And I told her about a lady that we knew growing up who had passed away. Miss Tomlin was her name. I was kind of kin to her through my stepsister who had died 10 years prior. And that morning on Facebook, I shared the scripture when I seen she died, John 14:2, "In my father's house there are many, many mansions," you know, and Jesus said, "If it wasn't true, I wouldn't tell you this." So I put the scripture on the granddaughter's Facebook page, Jennifer Tomlin. And I go to my mom and I said, "Mom, just want to let you know Miss Tomlin passed." And yeah, I didn't really want to share bad news with her, but I at least let her know she passed. And my mom says, "That's strange because I had a dream about Miss Tomlin last night." Mm-hmm. She said, "In the dream, there was these big, beautiful homes and they were under construction." And she said, "And Darlene was standing with her." Well, remember, Darlene had been dead for 10 years and Darlene was Miss Tomlin's former daughter-in-law.
Mm. Wow.
So going back on the Amazing Grace to wrap it up, while I played Amazing Grace, it literally calmed my mother down, and it was medicine to her soul. So music is a powerful tool. The hymns are a powerful tool for whether it's post-traumatic stress, mental health, or even your end of days. But the original miracle I was going to tell you about was about a car. If I can share, can I share this story about this car? My wife, she's probably asleep, but she's a witness to this. Can I share the car story real quick?
Real quick, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to reward my wife for taking care of my mother. And I'm a car guy. And I found this Mercedes convertible in Florida. And I ordered it. And online, it was wrecked. It had been hit the back.
Right.
Total surprise for my wife. You know, where I'm from is Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. It's a big, pretty good-sized community. And total surprise. And I didn't want to pray over the car. I didn't feel like think that was the right thing to do about praying over a material item. So my friend ordered it through is 5 days later, he calls me, hey, man, your car came in, and it's pretty nice car, you know. He's got dead battery and all. But my wife had to go to the doctor's appointment that morning in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That night, my wife said, well, I've seen the prettiest Mercedes on a car hauler this morning. And it was her car.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Total surprise. So the way I interpret that, because remember, my mother, strong Christian, she would pray. I'd see the windshield wipers wouldn't work on this old Ford Pinto growing up. She'd start praying and claiming the name of Jesus, and the wipers would start not only working, they start working fast. I watched miracles happen in mom's life, but watched the power of prayer. She instilled that in me. And as a state lawmaker, you know, I often catch myself being a little lonely, being by myself. I've had the governor come against me, former governor who's a billionaire. I'll tell you, Bill Haslam. Give God the glory for it. I still won. They spent $150,000 against me. I still won. But if it wasn't for that praying mother, that praying Catholic, Scotch-Irish mother, I wouldn't believe in miracles. But I've witnessed it. Beautiful. I enjoy your show, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike, thank you. You're a first-time caller only once. We hope you'll call again. Just a couple things, Debbie, come to my mind. What a beautiful mother. I mean,
powerful mother.
Yeah, prayerful. I had a mother that was, you know, similar to that, but, you know, everyone has a unique type of mother and father, of course, and his father, his mother was just an amazing woman. And just as far as, you know, praying over material things and all of that, it's not only is it acceptable, but it's encouraged. You know, we have blessing of animals on the feast day of St. Francis. You know, when I got to my latest car a few years ago, I had my pastor come out and bless it for me. Just it's for safety purposes, you know, and just consecrating it to you know, to God's glory in the way that we use it. So
absolutely,
but what an interesting call.
Well, okay, so when people are at home and you're listening to EWTN and you're thinking, I want to do something great, I want to do something big for God, pray. Look at that. That's a perfect example. His mother was a praying person. She was a praying, faithful woman of God. And look at the power that that has produced in so many ways with God's grace. I mean, it's amazing. So the power of prayer, you guys, it is very, very true. It's very real. Let's hear what Christine has to say in Florida, EWTN.com. Hi, Christine. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hello?
Yes. Go right ahead, Christine. Yeah.
Oh, Christine.
Oh.
You might have. I hope she didn't hit the wrong button there.
Yes. Call back, Christine. We'll call back. We'll inch you to the front of the line. You've been waiting so patiently. In the meantime, we'll get to Charlene, first-time caller from the state of Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Charlene.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
Thank you, Charlene.
I'm giving a story from my parents. My father married my mother in 1945 when he was a World War II veteran, and he became a 90-day wonder and was in, you know, a lieutenant command in World War II. My mother was living in Boston and pregnant with my sister Kathleen. And after the war, they came home, but my father was quite upset. He could have continued to be there because he did get quite a few awards, you know, awards like for bravery and action and everything like that. But then when he came home, mother was in the hospital dying with a GI problems like bowel obstructions. And my father hadn't seen my sister, who today is 80 and sick. So I'd like prayers for her because she was like a miracle, too. Anyway, my father was begging, you know, the doctor, please don't let her die, you know, and whatever. And then my nephew, who was working as an altar boy at St. Cecilia's Church in Boston, told this brother Panoff, who was a very good friend of our family for many years, about how his aunt was dying at, you know, the Boston hospital. So brother Panoff got the relic of the true cross mm-hmm. and brought it to the hospital and gave, you know, the last rites to my mother with the mm-hmm. relic was there, the true cross.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
it became a miracle with the true cross mm-hmm. and was able to get up and lived until 87. Mm-hmm. But then we also had another little bit of miracle with Brother Panoff, who was a brother with the Society of Jesus. And he had, like, in Boston at the Common, I don't know if you're familiar, he mm-hmm. had made the nativity scene for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was just really beyond words, evidently. And, you know, my father was quite a devout Catholic, and, you know, he was feeling depressed with post-traumatic stress disorder and, mm-hmm. you know, GI gastric intestinal problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wasn't talking too much. So my mother said to him, why don't we go to Boston Garden, Boston Common, to see, you know, the Christ, what Brother Panoff has done there. So they did go. And after that, he was able to be not so isolated in
right.
depression.
Mm-hmm.
He became more able to be, you know, getting a job near various jobs. Finally, he had work at the yeah. post office for 20
sounds
years.
Like it was, sounds like it was very healing for him, Charlene.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of these beautiful stories, you know, miracles in some cases, perhaps, it's just revealing. It's really highlighting a family of faith. And I'm hearing, you know, about so many different relatives of yours and how the faith was played such a key role. You've talked about prayer. You've talked about relics. You've talked about miracles, answered prayers. Debbie, it's mm-hmm. it's a beautiful thing to see when a family turns to the faith first,
mm-hmm.
and that turning to the faith brings God's blessings and graces, and in some cases, even miracles.
Amen to that. Charlene, call us again. I've got everybody in the prayer book like you requested. And just about the relic of the true cross, our dear friend Adam Bly, religious demonologist, talks about the relic of the true cross being used in exorcism work. So we're talking about the power of these relics and these sacramentals. Well, it is definitely effective. So, pretty amazing. Thank you, Charlene. Christine from Florida, Jerry, called back. Christine, thank goodness we had an open phone line just for you. So we're going to welcome you back. Welcome, Christine.
Hey, thank you. I'm sorry. I pushed the wrong button and went to answer the phone.
No problem.
Can you hear me?
Not very well. Can you talk really directly into your phone there?
Yeah. Just talk nice and loud so everybody can hear you. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
That's better.
Okay. So I am a reading intervention teacher down in Florida. And for the past 2 years...
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh no.
Was she, did she actually, does it say there, did it say they had hundreds of miracles?
It said it was a large number, yeah. So Christine,
oh, Christine.
Don't know what happened there again, but if your third time could be a charm if you want to call us back, so please do so. In the meantime, Scott's been holding in South Carolina, first time caller listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, good. Thanks for your patience, sir. Welcome to the program.
Sure. I just had just a real quick miracle. I was at a job interview not too long ago, and as I was leaving my house, you know, my vehicle's, you know, usually kind of messy.
Mm-hmm.
I was just really felt like impressed that I should clean my car out. You know, I'd prayed a lot about this interview, and anyway, I said, well, it doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to go ahead. I'll clean my car out. So went to the interview, and then at the end of the interview, we did a facility tour, and after we ended with the first location, the guy says, hey, is your car parked out here? And I said, yeah. He goes, well, can we take your car over to the warehouse and take a look at it? And I had just cleaned it out. So anyway, it was just kind of strange. I didn't know why I was impressed to do that, but I did. Now I understand why. So anyway, I'll just share that. And then if you could pray for me for my job search, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, definitely, Scott. We'll put you in the prayer book. But I love that. See how all of heaven was assisting you? You felt that prompting. It was probably, I believe, I humbly stated, you're from your guardian angel saying, get the car washed. You're going to need it if you're going to get this job. And I love that, Scott. But see, the beauty of it is you were receptive to that. You didn't resist. You thought, you know, I'm going to lean into that. And look how it was producing some positive effects. So we will definitely pray, Scott, for this job search and you get just the right job. But stay close to your guardian angel, Scott. I don't know if you realize that it sounds like your guardian angel is very active in your life.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Definitely we'll be praying. Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott, I'll bet Scott went home that night with a big grin on his face thinking, oh, Lord, Holy Spirit, guardian angel, thank you all for that inspiration to clean out the car like that. Real quickly, and then we'll get back to your calls, EWTN Radio Extra. Folks, it's the past, present, and future of Catholic radio. You'll hear classic programs from Mother Angelica and Dr. Scott Hahn, timeless devotionals, and award-winning podcasts from our partners on EWTN's Podcast Central. Listen to EWTN Radio Extra on the EWTN app and on EWTN.com.
Okay, so we're going to get to another first-time caller, but Christine from Florida, if you're listening, okay, we've got to hear about these hundreds of miracles. We have an unscripted show coming up this week. Please think about calling back and tell us. You can't leave us in suspense and leave us hanging on how many miracles happened, and it sounds like in the work that you've done. So, Christine, we'd love to hear from you again from Florida. Teresa, first-time caller from San Antonio, Texas, on Sirius XM 130, is waiting so patiently. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Greetings from San Antonio.
Thank you.
So, a little bit of background. So, I raised all of our five children in the Catholic Church, very devout, especially in our early years as we were raising our children. We homeschooled all of our children. When my oldest daughter was 12 years old, she loved to make rosaries. So that was her hobby. And she made a mother's rosary for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so each decade is a different child's birthstone. So five mm-hmm. decades, five children. The Our Fathers are their father, who passed away when our youngest child was 7 years old. He passed away suddenly.
Mm.
And then the Faith, Hope, and Love beads, those are mine, my birthstone. Fast forward, my husband passed away, like I said, when our youngest was 7 years old. And I was devastated. We were all devastated. And I ended up leaving the Catholic Church. I never lost my faith in God, but I left the Catholic Church for many years. And several years ago, I came across this rosary, my mother's rosary, and it was all broken to pieces. And mm-hmm. I tried desperately to put it back together, and I was unsuccessful. And so I'm sad to say, and really ashamed to say, that I threw the rosary away in the trash. Mm. Fast forward, several months ago, I told my son about what I had done and told him that I really, really regretted doing that, and I felt so terrible about it. And I had come back to the Catholic Church a couple of years ago, and I often wish that I had that rosary. It was just so special. And I told my son about it a few months ago. And, he was very supportive of me and said, you know, well, we all make mistakes. Well, on July 5th, I was wanting my husband to help me clean out the garage. He reluctantly agreed to help me. It was a mess. We were moving trash cans around and all kinds of stuff. It was just a terrible mess. And there was a trash bag behind all of the trash cans. And I went to get it and put it in the trash can. And my husband said, well, make sure that bag has trash in it and it's not something we need to hang on to. thinking to myself, well, duh, it's trash, right? but I opened the bag anyway. And on the top of the bag on the very top of the bag is my mother's rosary.
Wow.
All put together.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Okay, that's a miracle. Were you just staring at it going, what am I seeing?
Yes, I just picked it up and held it to my chest and tears just flowed. It was just a miracle, such a gift. God is so good. Mm-hmm. I just want to scream it from the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a gift. I mean, you came back to the faith. You missed that rosary. You wanted it. You realized how important it was, and God provided. Wow, Jerry is right. We say that all the time on the show. Wow, that's our word.
Well, you said you wanted to shout it from the mountaintops. Well, Teresa, you just did, because there's no bigger mountaintop to spread something globally to the entire world than through EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. So you have really, you're probably inspired a lot of people to start going through some bags in their garages and maybe looking through them for some things that they might have, you know, misplaced or thrown out. But what an amazing story. God, it really is good all the time, Teresa.
Amen. Beautiful, Teresa. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation. We were just all sitting here trying to take it in, and you're very blessed, and you have a beautiful faith and a beautiful family. And we put your family in our prayer book, and your husband that passed. Jack is a first-time caller, also from the great state of Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Jack, we wanted to squeeze you in because you're a first-time caller, so welcome.
Thank you. Yes. I wasn't sure if this was somebody needing a miracle or a miracle that had already happened.
Yeah, go right ahead. We have the prayer book out. So tell us what the what you need.
A friend of mine, she's got numerous issues with her health, the scoliosis and glaucoma and cataracts that are not healing after surgery. And, you know, needs a tooth pulled, and her finances are such where she can't afford to spend some of this money for all of her health care. And I've been trying to encourage her to change some things, particularly nutrition and diet. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't really want to accept that from me, so I try not to dwell upon it. But, you know, she's 64 years old, and just seemed like a multitude of issues that hit her at one time, and single and no kids, and I don't know what else to I don't know how to encourage her to move past the situation in her life.
Sure. Okay, real quickly, Jack, is she Catholic?
No, she isn't.
Okay. All right. I could tell by the way you were describing that maybe she wasn't a Catholic. So let me just share something real quickly. Jerry and I have a healing priest from India that we follow. We just love him. Father Bobby Imperial. He is just amazing. And he really and truly believes for healing of the person, for their mind, body, and spirit, and to stop a lot of things happening and for those miracles, to read scripture out loud. Can you read scripture to her out loud? Just a few lines of scripture every time you talk to her, and just read scripture and try to pick scripture verses that are going to relate to getting her to realize who she is and whose she belongs to. Okay, so she needs to get to know herself better and really realize that she has a responsibility to take care of herself as best she can, and also to understand that she's a child of God, and that is very, very important. So if you could read scripture to her, it has the living word of God has tremendous healing powers. Jack, what do you think?
There's something about reading out loud, but are there certain scriptures that come to mind?
Oh, well, there's many, but I would go into the Psalms. I would go into Proverbs. I would also go into the New Testament, obviously, because you're going to be talking about various parables that she can maybe relate to. So that's where I would personally begin. Where do you say, Jerry?
Yeah, well, I just did a real quick internet check, and I just put in scriptures for healing, and it comes up with you know, an amazing number of things. Debbie, was right on. You know, the Psalms, there are many of the Psalms. Not all of them necessarily are you know, really fit the situation that you're talking about, Jack. But if you have internet access, just do a search, you know, scriptures for healing or scriptures that address healing, and you will have no shortage of scripture passages to read out loud to this friend of yours. And you just never know what God is going to do to come through here. But you are an amazing friend, Jack, to bring her to the world's attention here, because now you're a first-time caller to the show. I don't know if you've listened that much, but we have a prayer book, and we'll put your friend in there and you as well. And then I can assure you the whole Take Two family around the world is already mobilized in prayer for this friend of yours too. So
absolutely, and keep the faith, Jack. She's going to lean on you because you've got that faith. So make sure you stay strong with her. Okay, awesome. What a great show today on miracles. Mm-hmm.
Really was. Yeah, of course, that's a tribute to you, the Take Two family. Thank you all so very, very much. We have gotten the week off to an amazing start, and we're going to continue, go forward from there. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little bit of go deep in our emotions a little bit, but what do you wish you had said to someone before they died? We often have those moments we think, oh, I wish I had the chance to say something again to him or her. We're going to talk about that tomorrow on the program. Thanks to our show team on the phones, Vanessa, Michael on the board, Rich on social media. For Debbie, I am Jerry, wishing you a beautiful and blessed day. We'll do this all again tomorrow, so please be with us.